another day. So much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man of the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. Since retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids are the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time there.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. President Biden hopped on a call with the Democratic National Committee today as he meets with party leaders to address concerns post-debate. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The fact that more and more Democratic lawmakers are comfortable going public with their concerns about his health, his ability to proceed with this campaign, his ability to serve four more years, that is what has to be most troubling to the White House at this point.
A new CBS News poll shows half of Americans who voted for Biden in 2020 say he should drop out. Deputy Director of Surveys Jennifer DePinto.
The trouble for Mr. Biden is he trails badly among those voters for whom only his age is a factor.
Biden's told his campaign, though, he is in this race to the end. Hurricane Beryl is expected to hit Jamaica soon as a major Category 4 storm. Our Tom Hansen's riding it out in Montego Bay.
For travelers trying to get out of Jamaica and out of the path of this storm, that window has closed because the airport is closed until the hurricane warning is lifted. Now, after Beryl moves through Jamaica, it will set its sights on the Yucatan Peninsula. That's where Beryl is headed next.
Thousands of people are leaving their homes now as a fast-moving wildfire spreads in Northern California. CBS Sacramento's Rachel Wolf has more from Oroville.
Scary, and it's moving fast.
An unknown number of structures have already been destroyed, and more than 13,000 people are now under mandatory evacuation orders.
We had giant embers dropping on the driveway, and I said, okay, we got to go. I can't do this.
It's just one of four major wildfires burning in the state. A grandfather, father, and son all suffered serious burns when their RV blew up near Salem, Massachusetts. Evan Diley lives near them.
Just black smoke, just taking up the whole area, kind of blowing over here. It was just everywhere. It was like up high in the sky. It was a pretty freaky sight.
Investigators are still looking into a cause. Millions of Americans plan to hit the road soon for the 4th. CBS's Jim Krasula.
Dan Kennedy will be among the estimated 71 million Americans traveling this 4th of July week.
We're getting together with some friends, renting a cabin in West Virginia near the New River Gorge, going to explore the area.
Excited?
Yeah, looking forward to it.
A gallon of regular gas is averaging $3.50 nationwide, the lowest this time of year since 2021. Jim Krasula, CBS News, Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
And it's official, LeBron James will be back with the L.A. Lakers for his 22nd season in the NBA and share the floor with his son, Bronny. He's agreed to a two-year, $104 million contract extension with a second-year option, which means he could be a free agent again next summer. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Aerial traffic enforcement is underway in Kenosha County today. State troopers are using planes to watch traffic on I-94. Racine's 4th Fest Parade starts at 9 tomorrow morning. Chair placement is allowed starting at 5, with street closures starting at 7. Paddock Lake and Sturtevant have fireworks tonight. Jonathan Delagrave's Celebration of Life is set for next Tuesday. Tom Kramer is serving as acting county executive until a special election. The historic Orpheum building in downtown Kenosha is for sale. The current owner cites focusing on his own business as the reason for selling. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworks.wi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Bucks meet with the media hot. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks introduced their two new draft picks, Tyler Smith and first-round pick A.J. Johnson, who was asked what's his motivation to play in the NBA.
My family is one of my biggest motivations. I feel like just my obsession of just wanting to be like an unstoppable basketball player. That's like my ultimate motivation every single day.
Some big transactions already in free agency, like Golden State saying goodbye to Klay Thompson, Bucks GM John Horst.
You know, we've seen a couple of those fall so far. There'll be a couple others that fall today. We feel very confident that we'll be able to get the right fits to finish off this roster.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Rockies gained 3 of their 4-game series. Milwaukee winning 4-3 last night, snapping a 6-game losing streak at Coors Field. Pat Murphy asked if it's tough for his pitchers playing in mile-high Denver.
Oh, yeah. It's no fun pitching here, that's for sure. But it's about, like, okay, it's part of the league. We got to do it. It's a rule. We got to play them. Got to play them here. We asked to get the games moved, and they wouldn't do it, you know?
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny, slightly muggy, and much warmer. As highs today climb to the mid-80s. Turning partly cloudy for tomorrow, shots of showers and thunderstorms swing through the state, especially into the evening. Rainfall totals could be high. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios. WRJN.
Red door and Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. Welcome to Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman. I'm giving you a warm welcome this afternoon. Well, warm and muggy. It's a hot one. Be careful out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, if there's a smile on my face, it's only they're trying to fool the public. But when it comes down to fooling you, now, honey, that's quite a different subject. But don't let my glad expression give you the wrong impression. Really, I'm sad.
Racine's Famous Zoo, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. About a thing she saw.
Home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. My elder child is Teddy, and he's our star man. He likes to keep us up to date on all things space related, and we haven't talked about this on the air for a while. There's a lot going on right now.
Well, first thing is probably, you know, an update of something we've been talking about for a while. I might have been a little hasty the last time we talked when I mentioned that the curse ended for Starliner.
Starliner is the Boeing spacecraft that finally made it to the International Space Station.
Not without some hiccups, though. And, you know, they were supposed to be up there for about a week, but they're still up there. They've been having some problems with some helium leaks that they are looking into. So they've been enjoying some more time in space than they expected to.
Yeah, they were supposed to be there a week. It's been, what, about 3 weeks or something now?
Yeah, something like that.
So how are they going to get home?
Oh, well, they're still hoping to go back on the Starliner, but if worst comes to worst, there are other ways for them to get down. You know, this is the whole point of having multiple ways of getting astronauts into space. So SpaceX's Dragon could bring them back down as well.
Oh, or, I bet Elon Musk would love that.
Oh, he would have a field day, I'm sure.
All right. So the two astronauts are still at the International Space Station indefinitely. We don't know when they're going to be coming home. Can you hang on a minute? We'll talk about some more space related stuff here in a second.
Absolutely.
That's Teddy. I'm Kurt Vollman. This is WRJN.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Check. 1, 2.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest.
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? Is it principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The countdown is on for Racine's amazing 4th Fest celebration. It all starts on the 3rd with fun on Monument Square with food, games, music, and raffles from 6 to 9 p.m. Then the big event, the 88th Annual 4th July Parade, all along Main Street, steps off at 9 a.m. with sirens, bands, classic cars, floats, VIPs, clowns, and everything that screams independence. Racine family tradition for 88 years and one of the Midwest's largest parades. Come celebrate with WRJN.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kiwani.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the senorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend about the Big Deals store, which is open right now at WRJN.com. Just click on the Big Deals tab and save 30% or more.
Change, change, change.
California.
7 years now, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here is what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court will take up two cases that would decide the extent to which abortion is legal in Wisconsin. The court agreed yesterday to hear two challenges to Wisconsin's 1849 abortion law. The U.S. Supreme Court is at issue in the race for president after some divisive recent rulings and scandals. Sarah Harris is with the civic engagement group Stand Up America.
It's important to think about generations after us because many of the people who could potentially be put on the bench will be on there for 50 to 60 years, potentially, as justices continue to be appointed younger and younger.
Harris's group took a poll and found 64% of voters prefer 18-year term limits for Supreme Court justices. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An eye in the sky is watching you drive on the interstate in Kenosha County today. The Wisconsin State Patrol is conducting an aerial enforcement effort, which has a trooper in a plane monitoring traffic and radioing down to another trooper on the ground. A statement says speeding poses significant risks beyond just receiving a ticket. Early birds will have the advantage at Racine's Fourth Fest parade tomorrow. Chair placement is allowed starting at 5 a.m. along the route. The parade with more than 100 entries will start at 9 a.m. from Gould and Main. Pre-parade activities will start at 8:30. People going should note that downtown street closures will start at 7 a.m. A celebration of life for Jonathan Delagrave will be held next Tuesday. The Racine County executive passed away during a morning jog last Friday. Visitation is set for Monday and Tuesday at Grace Church, with services Tuesday at 11. Delagrave's obituary asks that those going wear Badgers attire. Board Supervisor Tom Kramer is acting as county executive until a special election can be held. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny, slightly muggy, and much warmer. As highs today climb to the mid-80s. Turning partly cloudy for tomorrow, shots of showers and thunderstorms swing through the state, especially into the evening. Rainfall totals could be high. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
You
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Farming is still a big thing in Racine County, and WRJN has farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, and her Midwest Farm Report, weekday mornings from 5 to 6, along with reports throughout the day. So keep up to date on all things ag. Be part of our local news and timeless hits here on WRJN.
Did you ever have to make up your mind? Green field.
crystal blue persuasion.
Scene's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. WRJN's own Starman is my son Teddy, who likes to keep us up to date on all things space related. We were talking a little earlier about how the Boeing spacecraft is stuck at the International Space Station, but there's other things going on. And one of them that I'm interested in is there's something about a probe found water or something. What's this all about?
Yes. Well, it didn't find water, but it did find some clay on an asteroid. So this was before we began our conversations, but back in September, the OSIRIS-REx probe brought back a piece of an asteroid, and they've been studying the samples of that, and it found clay in the sample, and it found other compounds within the asteroid that seem to indicate that the asteroid that it went to, Bennu, it's called, was once part of an ocean world.
So water on an asteroid, which means, I mean, usually where there's water, there's life, right?
That's one of the big reasons why we keep searching for water, is because all life that we know about here on Earth needs water to survive. And so that's why that's one of the big things we search for out in the solar system. That's why our Mars probes are looking for water. That's why we've got a probe that is probably going to launch sometime near the end of this year or early next year that's going to be looking at ice on the moon.
Man, this is exciting stuff.
I like to think so. Scientists are very, very intrigued by this because, you know, finding this sort of thing on an asteroid was something that was completely unexpected.
All right. That's Teddy Vollman. I'm Kurt Vollman. This is WRJN.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20. Fun for the whole family awaits as kids bowl free through Labor Day.
Yes!
Make sure you stop by and sign up. You can also find the best live music every Sunday afternoon on the patio from 3 to 6. Also, don't miss out on Racine's best kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. Dig into awesome wings, fantastic burgers, and solid barbecue specials that'll keep you coming back. The perfect summer activities all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Today's WRGN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Lee's Deli. Serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Today's Lee's Deli special, the Rubidon Fries. They give your meal the premium fresh ingredients that will leave you fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Go to WRGN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRGN Big Deals.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I
that's lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. We've got CBS News coming up at 3 and an update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.